We are learning Mesechtes Baba Kama, Dav Samach Beis Amar Beis, and we are starting the brand new Perek, Perek Meruba. Perek Meruba deals with Geneva. The halacha is, in the Torah we'll see, that a ganev who steals something pays kefil. It's a knas, he pays double. If he steals something worth $100, he pays $200. That's a halacha of a ganev. A gazlin, which means he steals in the open without being hidden, there he does not pay kefil. Only ganev pays kefil. And there's another halacha that the pasuk says, ki yignav ish shor oiseh utfachay mecharay. He stole it and then he shechted it and sold it. So halacha is chamisha baki yishalam takas hashor va'avar tzoyin takas haseh. You pay if it's a baki, you pay five times. And if it's a tzoyin, you pay four times. Pay $500, let's say, the $100 bucket, pay $500 for the bucket, and $400 for the tzoyin, you pay. And that's called dal v'hei. That we'll see, and that's dafka by shar and seh, like we'll see in the first mishnah already. So zok the mishnah. Maruba midas tashtume kefel midas tashtume avachamisha. Kefel is more common, you pay more times, than by tashtume avachamisha, more than the knas of four and five. Why? Shemidas tashtume kefel no heges, it's noyeg, beim adavish beruchayim, beim adavish emruchayim. Anything you steal, say if it's something that's a live being, and say if it's not a live thing, let's say a pot, you steal a pot, you also pay kefel. The payment of dal v'hei ain't a heges el b'shar b'seh b'vad. It's only chayiv b'shar b'seh. Only if you steal either a shar or a seh. Shenem says in the pasuk, "Yigidim ish shar seh utvachim mecharei." It's only a shar or seh. That's it. Not even every balachai. Only a shar or seh. If you steal those two, then you shecht it or you sell it, you pay dal v'hei. Masha'inkain by kefil, anything you steal, you chayiv in kefil. We'll see, there's certain exceptions. For example, you steal karka, you're not chayiv kefil. But even if it's not ruach chayim, you still chayiv. Then the Mishnah says another halacha. Ina goinev acha ganam sham to zume kefil. Let's say Reuven steals a keli, so he's chayiv kefil. Let's say someone steals that keli from Reuven now. You don't have to pay kefil to Reuven because it doesn't belong to Reuven. You have to pay the keren to him, and then he'll pay a kefil to the owner, but you're not mechayiv to pay kefil because ain't a goyin of acha aganim sham shum kefil, because it says in the pasuk gunav beisa ish loy beisa ganav v'loy atavech loy amecha acha aganim sham shum yavach misha. Same thing is if you steal this behemoth from the ganav and then you shecht it or sell it, you're not chayiv dal vehei because you only chayiv dal vehei from if you steal from the owner and not from if you steal from the ganav. So that's the halacha in our mishnah. So first we have the halacha in our mishnah that kefil is by every all type of things, say ruachayim, say in ruachayim, dal vei not. And then we had halacha by goyim and aganav. We'll discuss the first part of the mishnah. Zog to Gemara. That you could have said another maila kefil has over dal vei. Ilu midas tashtum a kefil and heges bein beganav, bein metonin tain as ganav. Umidas tashtum a kefil shein heges el beganav avad lo iktondi. We know his halacha go tonin tain as ganav. A usual ganav is someone who steals something. Someone steals something, pays kefil. But let's say you give me something to watch. So you gave it to me, beheter. I got it into my property. I got that into my possession, beheter. And then I take it myself. And then you come and say, "Where's my thing?" I say, "It was stolen." And you potter yourself because of Shem Chinam is potter in Geneva. So then it was stolen. Okay, you potter. And it turns out you stole it yourself. I stole it myself. The halacha is that you pay kefil, even though it's not a regular ganev. It's a different type of ganev. It's called tiny tanas ganev. He tiny it was stolen. So you pay kefil. What happens if I shecht it or sell it? So the halacha is that you're not chayiv dal vehei. That's what we thought. The halacha is not chayiv dal vehei. So I've not a milo of a kefil. Kefil applies to a shomer of tiny tanas ganev. Mashiach dal vehei does not apply to a shomer. Zok to Gemara, Mesiyele, Lerabchia ba'aba. So it must be, since the Mishnah doesn't say this Maila, it's a riot of Chiyah Ba'aba. Don't Chiyah Ba'aba, Omer Yechonon, and Tain Tainas Ganav Pekodoin. If someone who has a Pekodoin, Tainas Ganav, Meshalim Shumi Kefil, pay Kefil. Tavach Amachar, if the Shomer shechs it or sells it, Ashar or Seh, Meshalim Tashtumah Baruch Mishnah, pays Dalvehei. So you see, he also does pay Dalvehei. Now we know what the Mishnah doesn't say, it's a Maila of Kefil over Dalvehei, because the Tak is not a Maila. Because this man name holds, you take a pay dal v'hei, even by a pekadoin, you pay dal v'hei. So it's a riot, because the Mishnah doesn't say this milo, so it must be it's a riot, this man the yama. Ikedamri, another version of this Gemara is like this. Le'im Masiyeh, Le'il Rav Chiyah Ba'aba. Let us bring a raya from this Mishnah. If the shomer tainis that was stolen, he pays, and it turned out he stole it, he pays kefil. Tavach amacha, if he landed up shechting it or selling it, this is a shomer. That's what Rav Chiya Abba says, and our Mishnah doesn't say, our Mishnah is a raya to him. Why? Our Mishnah doesn't say a maila kefil odalvei by turning down his ganav. It must be that it's a raya to this man the yama. Zok the Gemara, Mik Tani Ein Bein, doesn't say Ein Bein our Mishnah, it says Merubah Ktani. Tana Vashaya. If it says Ein Bein, you know there's nothing else. But if it says Merubah, could we left out some things? Tana Vashaya, so maybe really we don't have Pasuk Chiya B'Abba. I am Mishnah and say the Maila Kefal Wadal Hei Ligab Vashaya. But there it says, Tana Vashaya. Now Tosis asks, the Alatah Gemara asks, My Shaya the High Shaya. If something left out, why don't you leave out more stuff? Tosis has a few Terutzim. One of the Terutzim are that it left out the case. Of a shutav shuganav v'chaveroi, that by shutvim that shuganav v'chaveroi there's no dal v'hei, there's only kefil. That's another mile that was missing. Or Taisa says that we're not worried about it if it's not mashiach another thing, because we're not talking about a number here at all. We're just saying it's a ribuy a kefil of a chamisha, so you don't have to have a more than one shayer. It's fine. There's a ton of a shayer. You leave out some things. That's Taisa's second tarets. But in any case, our gemara is coming out. It's not a raya to Rav Chiya B'Abba and maybe taka. You don't pay dal v'hei by pekadoin, and our Mishnah just didn't say it. Our Mishnah left out that milah. So I think more of it. Now we're going to discuss the halacha of kefil, the halacha of tani tanis ganav, the halacha of which things are chayiv kefil, all included in this gemara. So the gemara, menah anemili. How do you know that kefil is noyig sai beruah chayim and sai by dov shein beruah chayim? The Torah Rabbanan looked at a brisa. A kold v'apesha. The pasuk says. Al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al se, al salmo, al kol aveda shiyoy me ki huze, ado lekim yovi dvar shteim, ashe yeshino lekim yisham shteim lureyu. The pasuk says that yichayiv kefil, and this pasuk says, it happens to be talking about a tani tanis ganav, this pasuk, actually, and in the pasuk of tani tanis ganav, it says pay kefil. What do you pay kefil on? Al kol dvar pesha, anything that you stole, al shor, an ox, a chamor, a donkey, a sheep, a salmo, on a piece of clothing. I'll call aveid asher yoyem ki uzeh, on everything that you say, asher yoyem ki uzeh, that you say this is the way it is, and you swore, the halacha is, that if you found that you stole it, you pay kefil. That's what it says in the pasuk. So there's a bunch of pratim, what you chayev kefil on. It's basically, to be exact, there's four pratim. Al shar, al chamor, aseh, al salmo. So look tomorrow. I'll call dvar pesha klal. That's a general rule, anything that you stole. Al shar, al chamor, al sel, salma prat. That's a specific. Al kol aveda, chosav a klal. That's a general rule again. And the halacha is klal uprat a klal. When you have a klal, then you have specifics. Then you have another klal. Iat donel kem a prat. What we do is marba everything, but it has to be similar to the prat. What's similar about the prat? What's similar? What's the tzadash of all these things? Ma prat mafurish dova metalto, something that can be moved. Vegufi mamain, and its value is inherent value. It has an etzem value. Af kol dova metalto vegufi mamain. It has to be dova metalto mamain. What's coming to exclude? Yotzu karkois. Karkois, there's no kefil on that. Why not? Shein metaltlim, because you can't move it. Yotzu avodim. Shehukshu kakayis. Avadim also, even though they can be moved, they're excluded because they are hukash to kakayis. Like the pasuk says, v'stachaltim oisam levnechem, and it's hukash to karka. And yotzu shtaris, the same thing, is no kefil on shtaris. Shav bishu metaltim, even if it's metaltim, in gufin mamun. The shtaris are not gufin mamun, which means it's just gairim to collect money. But a shtar itself has no value. A shtar is a piece of paper. It's worth $1. The shtar can say, you owe me $100 million, but it's not worth $100 million. It's only a gerim l'mamon. It's not gufei mamon, so if you steal that, you do not pay kefil. You pay kefil on the $1 maybe, but you don't pay kefil on what it says in it. Yotzu hekdesh, also another miyut, that this is not from the klal prat, this is from the pasuk re'eyu. Yotzu hekdesh re'eyu ksiv. It says in the pasuk re'eyu, and we darshin that, because it's shalom shnayim l're'eyu, and we darshin re'eyu ksiv and not hekdesh. So that's the different drashas we have from here. So Mara asks, if you look at the pratim, the shor, the chamar, the seh, they are a type of behema that the nevela is matam magam masa. We know that if these behemas die, it has the nevela, and it's matama either by touching it or by carrying it. Masha'inkein, a oif, a bird, is only matama if you swallow a oif, nevela's oif tahira, you swallow it, then you become tame. So maybe a oif is no chiyuv kefil. He might have practiced for his davar shen v'lasa matam b'agamasa. I've called davar shen v'lasa matam b'agamasa. But oif is law. Maybe birds not. Right, the Gemara. Could you say that there's no chiyuv kefil on the oifis because it's not matam b'agamasa? Won't even say salma. A shirt is not matam b'agamasa. It says Salma. So Amri, your answer is no. I mean to ask you this. Anam balechayim kaminon. Eimu av balechayim dovash and vlosh of tam magamas in dovash and vlosh of tam magamas olay. Dal kol chayim dechad tapra amid klal of prop api nav shadash in lay. The Gemara means to ask like this. You're right that if you look at all the pratim together, Salma is included and Salma is not tam magamas. But like Rashi explains, each of these pratim are considered the own klal of prat klal. You have the klal beginning, klal to end. Take each prat, put it in the middle. So where would oifis be learned out from? It can't be learned out from salma because salma is a shirt and oifis is not a shirt. So oifis got to be learned out one of the balechayim. The problem is all the balechayim are matam magam masa. So how is oifis included in klal of prat klal? It's not similar to any other balechayim because all three balechayim are matam magam masa. So Gemara says, just one more time inside, the Gemara says, I said Salma. The Gemara says, no, because the Baal Chaim, Dovah Shilvah Stam Magamasa in, Dovah Shilvah Stam Magamasa in, Doha, Kochav Vechad, every one of these Pratim is its own Klal Prat, Bapin Avshad Hashin Lo. Ava Oifis Loi, not Oifis. So Gemara says, you're right. But I'll tell you something. Why do you need three different Pratim by Baal Chaim? Why do you need Shar, Hamar, and Seh? One of them is extra to Marba, even Oifis. Because Im came, Nichtev Rachmora Chad Prata. Just write one Prat, and then you'll know everything else. So why say a bunch of pratim? It must be the marba oifis. So Gemara says, which one should you write? Hey nechtoiv rachmana. Ikas rachmana shar. The Torah just said shar. Havina krav gamas be'achin shen krav gamas be'achloi. If just said shar, I would say the only thing you chayiv keva for is the behema that's kosher on the mizbeach, which is only kosher animals. Ikas rachmana chamar. Havina kosh b'charin shen kosh b'charloi. Chamar, even though it's not a kosher animal, it can't be brought on the carbon, but at least it has b'chayra. So you would say Dafka is something that has Bechayra. So Amrim Kain, Nichtei Rachmana, Shar V'chamar. Say Shar V'chamar, and that's Marba everything. It's Marba, first of all, that anything has Bechayra, you see V'chamar, and then Shar says all other animals, at least in time of Agam Masa. But Seh Lamali, why need Seh? Shema Mina, La Suya Eifais. It's coming to teach us, at least it's teaching us Eifais. It'll teach us birds because Seh is extra. Freit the Gemara, okay, you're right. I have an extra word Seh, because Shar and Chamar cover all animals, because you can't say Dafka cross Beach because it says Chamar. You can't, and once you have Chamar, so then we need Shar for, Teretz is Shar, teach us all animals. So Seh is for Eifers, for birds. But maybe Dafka, a bird that has some kind of similarity to Seh. What is that? A Oif Tar, at least, is Matame when you swallow it. The luck is, a Oif Tame is not. Does not matam you when you swallow. It's only a oif tahar. Ve'im alasu ya oifais tahiris tahirim. Only kosher oifais. Do me the said of matam begadim beis abliya. Because at least it's matama when you swallow it. Ava oifais tameim. The less with tuma has no tuma at all. The less matam begadim beis abliya. It's not matam begadim beis abliya. Loi. Maybe there you would not be chayiv kefil. You would not be chayiv kefil. So my answer is kol ribuyuhu. Then when it says kol, it's a ribuy. It's called a ribuy, and therefore it's not a klal prat to klal anymore. The word being chayz for that. It's al kol aveda is a ribuy, and it's marba everything, and that's how you know that all things, all oifis, all behemoths, everything is chayv and kefil from the ribuy of kol. And the Gemara is going to discuss more as we go along about this ribuy of al kol aveda. But that's what we're saying right now, or al kol dvar pesha. One of those calls are being marba. That the word called the for the word called all these things, and it's not anymore a cloud product cloud, it's just a ribuy of called.